You're such an asshole.
Hello, children. Hey, asshole. Currently a W-2 trucker making between $53,000 and $62,000 a year. As you may know, as a W-2 employee, I have the medical benefits, 401k with all the federal taxes and shit automatically deducted from my paychecks. I've been trucking for about a year now. My opportunities to make more money have dramatically increased. I'm considering switching to a company that pays me as a 1099 company driver contractor, making $85,000 to $100,000 annually. Not to be confused with owner operator independent contractor. Okay, so and the number one risk you're going to face is, what is the financial reputation of this company? Like, find out, go do the research, because you don't want to give up a job, you get health care and all that other stuff and a handsome wage. To go work for a company that, yeah, okay, you're a 1099er, but they're screwing you over. They're not giving you enough routes. They lie, or they're on the verge of bankruptcy. So that's almost doubling your income right there. And that will probably more than cover your healthcare expenses that you have to pay. I won't be owning a truck or paying for any of the expenses. Right. You're a driver. Okay. You're like Jason Statham. You're the transporter. Since it's a 1099 position, I won't have the benefits package. I will have to pay my own federal taxes. You might have to pay state too if you live in a state that has state income tax. I think it could be eligible for tax write-offs regarding personal expenses. Well, yeah, of course you will. I'll say it again. Anything assists, it takes a mind change. You have to really change your mind. Anything that you would incur as an expense due to your business that you would not have incurred otherwise. Okay. Like, did you drive to the office to go to that? That gas is tax deductible. The mileage is depending on what. Did you get a phone for the road? That's your business phone. That's tax deduction. The phone service plan, tax deduction. Computer used to do your books and your finances, tax deduction. Training, you go in for any safety training. I'm sure there's some annual CPE that you might have to do, tax deduction, right? Conference, you go to a national convention of independent truck drivers over in Miami, Florida, having a grand old time, tax deduction. Although food and entertainment, you only get half. Okay. And what usually ends up happening, especially with that much income, those tax deductions more or less offset the fact that you got to pay for your own health insurance now. It depends on your age and condition, because like my health insurance shot through the roof because I'm getting old now. But yeah, my tax deductions usually, I think it's kind of break even. Maybe I make a little bit more. And then also, you will set up a SEP IRA. Okay, and that'll allow you to get what again? Tax deductions if you go traditional, not Roth. Or you could set up a Roth SEP IRA if you'd like to. So yeah, you now got to pay your federal taxes. You now got to set up your own retirement account, which would be an IRA of some kind. Yes, you're gonna have to do a little bit of accounting. Look up on my YouTube channel how Aaron does accounting, or the Clary accounting method, or something like that. I go through how it's. I got a box, so we're in the big shoe box. I just save up my receipts. I earn an Excel spreadsheet. That's it. It's not that hard. So there are a little bit of other expenses that you have to incur, a little bit of other, not necessarily financial, just hurdles you got to go through. Set up an LLC. Probably get business insurance. Talk to your insurance agent to get a bucket and an umbrella policy. Heck, I'm sure Alex Patino will have an opinion. He'll have some insight and advice. But yeah, anytime you set up a company and you have income to write it off against, you can't just have a company and have losses and expenses. This is not a coma, soccer mom, MLM world, okay? You actually need to have revenue to offset those losses or those expenses. When you open up your LLC, okay, when you file with the Secretary of State, tax deduction. Get yourself a separate credit card for the business. That way you do not commingle funds and keeps the accounting clear and and neat. And maybe use my EIN. Yeah, you're going to have to use your EIN. Yes, because you're going to be filing not a 1040. You might file that. Why can't I? Schedule C. You're going to be filing a Schedule C. So what advantages, if any, do I have working or getting paid as a 1099 employee? Also, do I really need the W-2 benefits package? I'm a healthy single guy, 30 years old. Yeah, your age, I mean, unless it's super high, the health insurance is super high in your state, you should be able to get that back. There should be enough in tax savings to go and afford your own insurance. You throw in the significant amount of money more that you're making. Yeah, man, this is kind of a no-brainer for me. Assuming the new employer, quote unquote, your new contact or not quite, your new client, assuming they're legit and financially stable and aren't highway robbers. But yeah, I would do it. You're sure they're reliable? I don't know how. Okay, here's what you got to do. You got to at minimum look up their Glassdoor reviews and go find people on LinkedIn who have it in their profile. Hey, I used to work for this company as a contractor. And then you contact them through LinkedIn and say, hey, what's it like working there? And then they'll tell you. Spend at least a couple hours doing that, man. Don't go. The grass is not always greener on the other side. Oh, no, it's not. And if it's a public traded firm, you should be able to look up their finances. No problem. Boom. All right. There we go. Super chats. Any super chats? None. All right. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.